A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to take KSL Outdoors. This is Utah's most listened to program about hunting, fishing, camping, and high adventure. All the gear you need to buy, where the fish are biting, and secret places in Utah and around the world where you can have a blast. KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
And welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio as we head into the second half hour. It's great to have Chris here from Garmin. And Russ, thanks for bringing him in. I know you guys have regular conversations. We don't always get to listen in on it.
Well, we have just started. Play the Carpenters. We've only just begun, would you?
No.
We've just started because Chris just was made the sales rep for the Mountain West.
Yeah, yep, regional sales manager. Based
so congratulations.
And he's out of Utah, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yep, it's excellent.
So, and Chris has introduced me to all this bling from Garmin, and they've got some irresistible watches.
Well, like I said at the top of the hour, this part of an outdoor lover's world has changed so dramatically.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And for your company, obviously, mm-hmm. having to keep up with that, mm-hmm. and cell phones that have replaced things you used to buy and put on the dash of your car mm-hmm. or carry in your pocket, that in and of itself has got to be a huge challenge to not just your company, but particularly your company.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, Garmin's done a really great job at finding those different markets that we're talking about in the outdoors, the wearables market. They're also making some new devices to help outdoorsmen with training. You know, they're making like the trap shooter trainer, if you've never seen that before.
I haven't.
Yeah, so it's a new device that came out this summer, and it's something that someone that enjoys shooting skeet or trap or mm-hmm. upland can actually set in front of them, and it's a camera that actually watches their shot, and it gauges their shot and tells them, you know, if they were high, if they shot over the bird or the clay pigeon or below it, or if they smashed it, they chipped it. You know, it's a great way. And I was actually just out Wasatch Wing and Clay on Tuesday. It's a gun club, and I was able to help out with the youth trap shooting club there. And so I actually took one of the devices out there with me, and I was able to demo and then work with a couple of the kids and actually help them train a little bit. And, you know, it was really neat just being able to use that device and help out the younger generation getting into the sport and learning how to do this and being able to, because it's one thing where you can sit there and say, hey, you know, you're shooting over the bird, but then it's a whole nother thing where you can actually show them on a device and a screen that actually pulls up and displays that.
Is this how you got into the conversation about his golf trip over to Ireland a minute ago?
No, I just would tell them all the garbage I own.
Yeah.
Oh. And one of the things I said was I have a golf watch, and I can't live without it. I need to know if it's 49 or if it's 149 to that green. You know?
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. I love my golf watch.
So share just one exchange with your caddy over in Ireland when he gave you the...
Yeah, I got to Ireland, and I turned on my golf watch, and it says, there are no golf courses near you. So there was a program I needed to download mm-hmm. for Europe. Mm-hmm. So I had the caddy, and I go, how far? And he goes, 35, Mike.
And when you overshot it?
Yeah. I go, I missed the green. He goes, we'll find it. A chip in a putt.
But then you really went wayward with your shot, and he said?
I go, can you find that one? Do I look like a mountain goat?
I love that. Anytime I can get him drunk or not, talking in that accent, it's great. So the watches have become a big part of what you do then, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's Garmin's been able to make these, just this Phoenix series, just a lot more rugged, a lot more capable in sort of like the next generation with outdoor GPS smartwatch capabilities, you know. So it's the new Phoenix 6 lineup that just came out in the end of August. And it's really allowing a lot of different people who enjoy the outdoors or enjoy activities, multi-sport, to be able to track and then watch their data and be able to communicate from the watch with an in-reach device or paired up with their Bowsight or just paired up with their dog product that Garmin makes and be able to do all these different things just right from your wrist.
Here's what's attracted me to this Fenix watch, and a lot of their other watches have the same features.
Is there a look? They look pretty cool.
They're awesome.
They're really nice.
But a very, I think, probably one of the most accurate pulse oximeters that you can get that continually runs.
Yep.
And so a lot of issues we have with high altitude can be pushed back by the fact that you're watching your oxygen level as you're hiking. Also, of course, it'll cover your pulse. And it has all kinds of software to watch your sleeping habits.
Yep.
Your stress habits, your exercise habits. A lot of watches have that. But now you're working with much more accurate.
You know, plus that we have that tracker. My son went to Europe with that tracker on his backpack.
He's got it right
there. My wife would sit there on the computer and say where he is. Oh, he's moving right now. Like, he's in between these two towns in, you know, London or wherever, you know. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, and even before I joined up with Garmin, you know, my wife and I, I'd always go out in the backcountry either hunting and hiking, and I'd always show up back at home, you know, delayed, and she wouldn't know about it, and she'd get really worried about me. And so she actually was like, you need to get one of these inReach devices. And so it's the inReach device so she could track me. She could watch exactly what's going on, and I could send her messages that saying, hey, you know, I'm doing all right, but I'm going to be a little bit delayed.
Is the watch seen as a replacement for some of the other things Garmin makes, or just sort of a companion piece?
It's more of a companion piece. So that inReach I was talking about is a satellite communicator, two-way messaging, and then also loved ones or just people that you want to pass along that can track you. You can turn on track mode on that inReach device, and they can watch you step by step and track you. But it's sort of a companion to the watches. So when actually I go out trail running, I used to bring my phone. I used to bring my headphones to pair up with my phone and just all these extra devices. Now I only take my watch and an inReach device because you can pair it up with that inReach device, and directly from the watch I can send preset messages, hey, I'm doing all right. Or I just started on the trail. Hey, I'm delayed but doing okay. Hey, I actually rolled my ankle. I'm going to be delayed, but I'm doing all right.
It's peace of mind.
You know, it's peace of mind. And you can set all those preset messages so I don't even have to take my phone out. Don't have to type the message. I don't have to fiddle with it because I've actually rolled my ankle in doing that. You know, you come down from your hike, your run, and then you pull out your phone and look at it. And I stepped on a rock and boom, rolled my ankle 10 feet away from the car.
You know, so it's our listening are the outdoor people, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm talking to the ladies, the wives, the moms. My boys are gone now. They're out of the house, right? And they went on some trip. They're wherever, all over the world. And my wife gets out the thing and she, I go, quit worrying. They're grown men now. She goes, they're still my boys. Yep. And she's on the computer and she finds them. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're doing all right. She totally can keep track of them.
Absolutely. This is off the inReach tracker. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and be honest, you'd be doing that as dad if she wasn't. You knew she was going to be checking so you could play the big guy and not have to.
Well, I don't check because I don't do anything with buttons and electricity. You know that.
That's true.
Yeah.
The man even has trouble texting. Just so you know.
Yeah.
So is fashion a part of this at all or just the functionality of it?
Yeah.
This is way too good for camouflage here.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I really see it. I didn't know you had one over there.
Yep, I have a couple watches here.
Oh.
Which one is it?
Wow.
So this is the
check
solar.
Check that out. That's nice looking.
Yep.
They've got little solar panels on this watch.
Yeah, look at this girly one over here.
Wow, it's lighting up on the back. What's that about?
That's the pulse ox.
Pulse ox and the heart rate.
Oh. Yeah. Wow, this is a nice looking watch. You know what I like about it, too? The face is big enough that with my declining vision skills.
Look at this one,
I don't
Tim.
Struggle with
this
it
female
at all.
One here. It has a rate of man. So if you put it next to him, you'll see what ranking he you really know what he is.
Does it automatically do background checks?
Yeah, he's a blue star, 5 stars. Okay, go out with him.
That's funny.
So what's the price point on something like that?
Yeah, so it ranges. You know, there's a lot of different features that Garmin is really tailoring towards different people that want to wear these. Like you mentioned, you know, there's a fashion piece of these watches, and so sometimes you don't necessarily need all those features if you're going to be going in the outdoors or if you're going to be doing a lot of activities. And so the price range anywhere from $600 all the way up sort of top of the line, right around $1,100.
All right, so as I look at this thing, it's telling me it has the time, obviously, and the date, but this tells me there's 6 days of battery life left on this. Six
and that's
days.
Actually, that's actually with it being off the charger. You know, the regular battery life And smartwatch mode for that is up to 21 days.
Holy cow. Mm-hmm. And it tells me it's now 61 degrees. Yep. Have you been wearing this today?
I have the solar one that I've been wearing. Okay. The one that you have right there is I've had sort of showing around.
Well, I asked because it's registered 502 steps. Mm-hmm. And it tells you the altitude is 4,316 feet.
Yep, that's where we're sitting.
That's pretty cool. That's cool stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you said WYO Charlie's got one of these already, huh?
He's got this very similar to that, the 6X Sapphire Edition.
Sure, yep.
But he did not get the solar. Mm-hmm. No need to unless you really have a reason for that.
Right. Yeah. You know, and that the solar aspect is really tailored to people that are being or out in the outback or backcountry for prolonged periods of time, and then that they're wearing it on the outside of the jacket or on the wrist, and it's able to catch some of those solar rays coming in.
My buddy Curtis has one of these, and he's a big skier. And when he goes to a new ski resort, you know, he puts it on and he says how many miles he's covered there, and then he posts it. I skied this mountain, and he skied every run.
And average speed and all of that stuff.
Yeah, and it's actually really cool. With these watches, one of the cool features that they've done, especially in our area, is they actually added topo and ski maps for North America. So they have over 2,000
on the watch?
On the watch. And so you can pull up if you're at one of the ski resorts here in the area, you can pull up and see exactly where you are on the run. Yeah, so then you pair it up with the InReach and you text mom, dad, or brother, hey, I'm on this run.
That's crazy.
This is where I'm at.
Yeah, we can meet up with you. Also, it's foggy. Do I go left or right? Yeah. That's the problem.
That is crazy technology. I mean, technology, about the time you think you've seen the best of it, it just keeps getting better.
I've got runners that I talk to that are drooling over the solar watch because they got the music going, they got every feature probably is going on their watch while they're running, and of course it runs out of gas after about 24 hours if you got everything going. So they've got the solar panels on it they're tiny. I don't want people to think they're lugging around a big panel on their back.
They're tiny little chips.
The solar panels are tiny little chips.
All right, we got a break here. We've got Fish Bites coming up, so if people want to see these, I guess they just go to Garmin's website.
Yeah, Garmin's website is one way, but then
or Russell's.
Also,
I always call Russ. Here's what I got that nobody else has.
Okay,
I can special order anything you want.
Exactly.
And the big box stores will only have a limited inventory, and so you got to wait till the next time they order.
Okay,
but we can get it rolling right away and get it coming.
You want them to go to your website or call you?
Just call me. Call me and come in and go through the catalog and decide how much you want.
He's the guy that meets you in the alley with the long trench coat.
Look in the back of my trunk here.
By the way, the last time he opened up his trench coat in public, he spent 30 days in jail, just so you know.
It was 29 days.
29 days, sorry. He got out one day early for good behavior. We'll break. When we come back, we'll talk fishing. Chris is going to stick around. There's plenty more to talk about there. And then we'll talk poaching.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
A Saturday program that helps all of Utah's weekend warriors conquer their next adventure. KSL Outdoors on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Bubba had a dream, Bubba had a wish to find himself a woman that
She fishes too.
Hey, Bubba. She fishes better than you.
Well, that was really bad.
Yeah. Wow.
No, it never gets better. I know.
The tubercular choir.
Sometimes you think you're harmonizing, but it just means you're both so far off key.
We're so far off, we are harmonizing.
So are our eyes.
Hey, I'm going to jump in here. Before we talk fishing, I need to, and I'm sorry I didn't remember this, I need to get a plug in for our listeners' chance to win some tickets to a snowmobile show that's coming up there in South Salt Lake. Let me get you the information first before I tell you how to win them. I got an email I need to pull up here from our great sales team. Snow West Snowmobile Show is happening at the Mountain America Expo Center the 25th and 26th. They'll be open Friday from 3 to 9, Saturday 10 to 6. Advanced ticket pricing is just $6. If you wait to get them at the door, it's $8, and kids 12 and under are free. Now, here's the better news. We've actually got tickets to give away. Mm. So if you'd like to win free tickets as a part of this exclusive offer for KSL Outdoor Show listeners, just text the word SNOW to 57500. All right? Easy to do. Text the word SNOW to 57500, and good luck with those tickets. Hope you enjoy. All right, take a look at that fish over there, Navidomskus, because...
That's a crappie or crappy, depending on where you live.
Yeah, and you said it's the difference between what?
Fishing in a creek or a crick.
somewhere in the country they call them crappies. But this was a surprise to me that this is a record white crappie, only 9 inches, but you said that's as big as they get.
Oh, yeah, a black crappie get a speck bigger, but it takes a whole lot of... crappie to get a crappy breakfast.
Nice looking fish,
yeah.
But only 9 inches. This one's a little bit bigger, though. How
That's
about
a wiper
one?
There.
Yeah, this is a almost 22-inch wiper, weighed over 6 pounds, taken in the gill net survey they were just doing up at Schofield. And I know the biologists are really excited because they were getting not just the wipers, but getting tigers in there. One of the tiger muskies was 30 inches long, and I love this part of the story. It had a 10-inch chub inside its stomach.
Yep, that's what they eat. Chub are great patterns. Most of the patterns I use for both wiper, well, not so much for muskie, but wipers for sure, are my chub patterns. That's the best pattern for them.
Well, that's why they put them in certain waters around here, is to do the cleanup.
The Utah chub is a prolific fish. And by the way, it's not a trash fish. It's a forage fish. It's really healthy. And when you get one of those wiper on the line, they turn sideways. It's like trying to bring in a plate. So it's a whole lot of fun. Huh.
How do you make a wiper?
You cross a white bass and a striper. Bass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're good at Frankenstein fish. We got a lot of them in Utah.
If you want to see pictures of the fish we're talking about, by the way, you can go to our Facebook page, which is just KSL Outdoors Radio. They were also making the point on the Division of Wildlife that this is a great time to be going after brown trout, but warning people to stay off the reds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reds, this is something that every angler needs to be aware of. You'll see them on the bottom of the river. They look white because the fish actually buff the bottom, and it's really pretty. Do not step in them. That's next year's generation of eggs. Walk around the reds. But, yeah, it's a great time to be fishing for browns, as they say, because they're very aggressive, very territorial. Once they stake out their claim, they're hitting anything that enters the area, whether it's the fly they want or don't want. I mean, streamers, whatever. They're just attacking it because they're angry, and any reason to hit my fly is a good one.
We talk about that with the Mackinaws, too, that at certain times of year when they're nesting and sitting on those nests, you're just bothering them by dropping a big old lunken weight on top of them.
Absolutely.
And they strike at it to get it out of
Bass,
the way.
Bass, largemouth, or may. That's why all the record largemouth are making. They're full of eggs, and you put them into their nests, and they just attack, and it's really a lot of fun. So,
yeah. All right. You're headed out today with this is the first day on the water.
First day. We have mixed in my spring class. They had a runoff problem. We had the muddy, heavy water. I wouldn't let them get in. It was too dangerous. So I told them they got to come back, and they're all going to be back. And then I got some from my class I'm in right now with their first day. And we're going to be on the river, and I expect good things. And they're probably listening right now en route.
And it's a great time of year to be out fishing, in streams or in lakes, because as the water temperature goes, these fish start to really feed to store up their fat.
There's not one river in Utah that isn't fishing extremely well right now. I mean, it's really the best time to go. It's incredibly beautiful with the leaves and everything, but the temperature is perfect for the fish. They like the 45 to 55, and the leaves just add to the ambience. It's arguably the best time ever to go fishing.
Yeah, really beautiful. All right, so there you have it. And if you want details on stocking reports or you want any fishing reports, you can do that on our on the Division of Wildlife page. Just go to the fishing portal and type into or search out anything you're looking for, either fishing reports or the stocking reports. You wanted to say something?
Well, no, I just wanted to mention what a great gift that class is, Christmas gift, the fishing class is. We've utilized that a few times.
Yeah. You can take my class over and over.
You never forget
it. So much fun. It's been going on 28 years.
Yeah.
And next year at this time will be my last fall class. So if you want the winter class, It's a great stocking stuffer. It's just a whole lot of fun. You make memories with your family for the rest of their lives, and it's the best Christmas gift you can get.
Yeah, I know that's true with the Smith girls, too.
Yeah, great time there.
Great memories with them.
And one daughter's taken it twice. She went with her husband.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
I mean, we took it the first time. Your boys were little.
Yeah, but they were good fishermen.
Oh, they were, they were ladies' men.
Yeah. They're growing up.
Yeah. Hitting on these college girls.
Wildtrouts.com. Yeah. Just go to wildtrouts.com. Send me an email, and my wife will send you a gift card.
All right. Stay with us. We've got an ABC News update coming up at the top of the hour. And again, if you want tickets to the Snow West Snowmobile Show at Mountain America Expo Center, the 25th and 26th, just text the word SNOW to 57500.